Saludos nuestra gente and welcome to our 30th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here to create dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a playlist asazonado with Latinx contemporary, Latinx alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, y ritmos afro-latinos y más.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas. What's up, mi gente? We're so happy to be here with y'all again.
Yes, we are. Shout out to everybody who tuned into the last episode.
Yes.
Responded and showed us love.
We appreciate it.
We got some bomb love from Radio Pública.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too long ago. They mentioned us as one of the top podcasts to listen to for and by Latinos. So thank you so much for that shout out.
Yay! This week, man, we keep it moving. We get all the love from everybody who's been tweeting and posting.
It's true.
You know, there's a lot of news happening. We're obviously going to feed into that. But we've got a very special guest.
Yes, we do.
Who's been dedicated to patients here with Latina Theory. Because, you know, we keep it real.
Mm-hmm. So, we're on that Maria Isa timeline, y'all.
Hey, we're on the Ariana timeline. We're running campaigns here. We're distributing music.
A lot to do.
We're a part of the community.
Yes, we are.
And we involve it on everything we do here. So thanks for tuning in. And thank you to our special guest, Estefania Navarro Hernandez, La Chingona Queer Chicana Organizer with DACA status in your face. How Boricua say we go, puñeta. Thanks for being here, Mujer.
We're so excited to have you.
Gracias, mil gracias. Estoy muy emocionada. I'm very excited to be here because, like, it just makes sense, right? Our culture is politicized, so why not make it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
That's right. And Maria's giving me this look, but I'm going to say it anyways. Fun like elections for our people to know. We have a big day coming up. November 6th is going to be midterm elections. And so Latina Theory is all over it. We're going to have Estefania here actually talking to us a little bit about why she's involved in politics and a lot more than that. And coming up, we'll also have Peggy Flanagan with us this week, which will be great. Peggy is running as lieutenant governor with Tim Walz. And if Tim Walz is elected, she'll be the first Indigenous woman to ever hold that position in the state.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll be talking to her, too. So on that note, Maria, why don't you ask our very special guest, this chingona here, a little bit about herself.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about the work that you do, all the great movements that you're involved in organizing here in the Twin Cities.
Right, thank you. So I am an organizer with Unidos Minnesota, formerly known as Navigates. We are a Latinx, millennial-driven organization that builds power with Latinx communities around issues of education, immigration, and healthcare justice. For me, the work that I do is very personal because it affects my liberation. I'm an immigrant living with DACA status. So for me, my being here in the United States, it's already political, like a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I had no choice but to get involved. I started getting involved in the elections 4 years ago, actually. And those midterm elections, opened my eyes that even though I can't vote, I can sure as hell talk to my neighbors, my classmates, my butangs, my prima, you know, everybody.
Definitely.
Everybody, get out and vote. So
be the voice that I am and they won't count.
Right.
You know, that's what people seem to forget about. Like, mm-hmm. yo, these are our amigas, our hermanas, our mamas, our mm-hmm. padres, you know. These are our hard workers that make our community happen and move. And it's important that if you're ignoring that opportunity to vote, to speak up, use your voice, use that vote for a lot of our mujeres and muchachos that can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And talk about, you know, you talk about what drives you. Get a little bit more in depth in some of the work that you have experienced and, you know, what has continued as how we say, seguir pa'lante, what keeps you moving? Because even though we're dealing with this trompeta and this pendejo in the White House, you know, what gives you that ammunition to and spiritually and physically and mentally to say, you know, si se puede still?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really tough question. I've been grappling with that since, like, 2016.
Yeah.
But I think just knowing that we don't have to have hope for the future, we can just believe in each other and that we'll make it through another day. It's, to me, looking out in the future, someone who lives with depression, it is depressing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look promising, but I tell myself, you know what? I hope that our community is going to show up for each other one day, tomorrow, and the next day after that. And sometimes that's enough to keep me going. I was in, detention this past summer in June, and I'm currently going through deportation proceedings. So to me, that was a wake-up call. It's like, I'm an organizer, and I'm here, like, in the belly of the system that I'm trying to dismantle. It just gave me so much more strength coming back to this work.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so appreciative of, like, all the community that showed up for me, and now I want to show up for them, too.
Of course.
How long, when did you first arrive to this country? Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. I arrived to Minnesota in 2005, and I've been living in here the whole time, like South Minneapolis ever since. I just recently moved to St. Paul. Bummer. No, just kidding.
No, it's not.
Much
right.
Love to myself.
Well, you
I'm
know,
trying to figure out.
I have different opinions.
You can't. Let us save you over here on this side, okay? We got
Minneapolis
you.
Is great. So
we got you, okay?
Open arms at all times. That's all I have to say.
Hey, our mayor is black, okay?
She always has to go for the mayor because they're winning right now on that end.
Well, Mitra Halali is my councilwoman now, so.
Yeah,
Mitra. That's
shout
awesome.
Out to Mitra. Much love. She we love. We got to get her on Latina.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
She's awesome.
Definitely.
So I'm still, finding my world around St. Paul, which is okay. But basically, Minnesota is home. You know, this is it. Like, when people say equate Minnesotans or Americans with whites, mm-hmm. it offends me because it's like, no, our people have been living here. Mm-hmm. We've been contributing to this culture. And to assume that one is Minnesotan or American and equals white mm-hmm. is hella disrespectful to me. Mm-hmm. I'm here to stay. Yes.
You know, we're going to go into our next song and get back into our interview with Estefania. And I think this is perfect. Sit back, tune in with Las Cafeteras, Señor Presidente.
Escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
3, 2, 1.
All right, mi gente, we're back. That was Las Cafeteras. We're here with our special guest, Estefania. Thank you so much for being with us. All right, mujer, so you started talking about a little bit about your organizing work, about how long you've been in Minnesota, how you're Minnesotana, and what that means. Can you share a little bit more about the specifics of the work that you are doing so that our listeners can get involved if they're interested and so forth?
Yes, awesome. So right now, I'm mostly involved with getting out the votes in this midterm elections coming up on Tuesday, November 6th. And it's very important. In reclaiming our democracy. But as an organizer, I also have to believe that that's not the answer. I have a saying that the democracy doesn't start or end at the polls. So the work still goes on after the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be working personally on tuition equity campaigns around the state of Minnesota so that undocumented students can access higher education and also get our money because we contribute a lot to this economy in taxes. It's just right and fair that we get that back.
Absolutely.
But none of that can happen if the players for the elections are not the ones that are going to help us win the game. So that's my stake in doing this type of work, where it's very hard to convince people to get out to vote. But if we want our state to be pro-immigrant, we got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm talking to voters, new and old alike, to mm-hmm. pledge to vote on pro-immigrant and pro-refugee values.
Got it. And could you share a little bit about what you mean when you say pro-immigrant and pro-refugee values?
Yes. So pledging to vote is this weird concept where we're basically asking people to commit and compromise and promise to get out to vote. And it's a formalized commitment. It really helps us to identify which voters need support, especially if they're new voters. We call them up and we tell them where their polling location is. We send them a couple reminders up to the election. And I just love having these conversations with people, like, on the streets and on the phone.
Yeah.
Because you always find something new and something that drives people to the polls. But yeah, what I mean by pro-immigrant and pro-refugee is just basically asking the voter to do their little homework and really research for the candidates that have a pro-immigrant stance on their platform.
Got it.
So I'm not saying vote Democrat or vote Republican. This question is really up for interpretation. I'm just asking people to do their homework and vote for candidates initiatives on the ballot that are pro-immigrant and pro-refugee.
And do you have something, an example of like a stance that a candidate has taken that you feel is pro-immigrant? So would it be someone that's supporting, like, making college more affordable and ensuring that everyone's included in that? Would that be more of a pro-immigrant? I guess I'm wanting to tease that out a little bit because I feel like a lot of our listeners would be like, okay, I kind of get it, but could you give me a little bit more examples?
Or even, you know, a candidate was like, we're not going to allow ICE agents or police officers to pull people over and ask for their documents.
There we go. That would be another example
of it. People who are fighting for the actual rights of undocumented folks.
Right. So one example that I can think of is if a candidate supports a sanctuary, whatever, county or state, that's one example of how to be pro-immigrants. But there's so many layers of complexity as well, because being an immigrant and, like, with immigration, it's not a single-sided issue. There's so many different things that contribute to the well-being of an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, also if a candidate is pro-choice, for example, if they are about funding or public systems education, that's another thing. Are they about decriminalizing as well? So there's a lot of ways to be pro-immigrants.
Also, focusing on the education system, you know, we see so many times just turning away from ELL, right? And it's like majority of immigrant children or children of immigrants need teachers that look like them, that speak like them, and where are those jobs being provided for, you know, gente.
So yeah.
Pushing on, I mean, think about the box, right? The boxes of different groups, different committees, what's being focused on. They have to have a representative that's being a voice for undocumented people in the United States of America, starting locally into nationally. So thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's what you're living through. I'm sympathetic, you know what I'm saying? So much. And as a Boricua hermana, you know, who sees the lucha and is standing there with all of our people, you know, I am determined, and I know Ariana is, you know, being your first generation, and this is your parents' story, you know, we have to fight. It's not just one of our struggles. It's all of our struggles when it comes to, you know, police brutality and incarceration of black and brown children and separations of families, whether they're from Mexico or Syria, you know, like, these are not just one group's. It's all of our, it's a human rights problem.
Yeah.
So, and being that you're at the front line and that you're facing this personally, you know, gente, like, show some love, show some respect, and find that voice within yourself to be able to stand up, not just for Estefania, but the hundreds of thousands of folks.
Absolutely.
This. We're going to get back. We're going to play something to hype things up here on Athena
Theory.
All right,
let's do it.
This is the latest Bad Bunny featuring Drake. And just a little inside note here for those tuning in. He said in order to do a song with Drake, Drake had to come with it all in Spanish. He had to write it all in Spanish or else
he
wasn't going to do it.
Did.
So,
which is why Latina Theory's obsessed with Bad Bunny.
Conejo Malo, aquí en Latina Theory, featuring Drake with Mia.
Yeah. Todos están pendientes a ti. Pero tú puesta pa' mí, haciendo que me odien más, porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no te dejas llevar de cualquiera. Y todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que hoy yo te voy a buscar. Dile que tú eres mía, mía, tú sabes que
que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía.
Mi respirar, yeah. Contigo veo todo como en espiral, yeah. Quiero tirarnos fotos y que se hagan mirar, ah. Tus ojos me concentran como Adderall, contigo me sube el overall, yeah. Te toco y hasta el mundo deja de llegar. A nosotros ni la muerte nos va a separar, ah. Bebé, yo soy tuyo nada más. Dile que conmigo te vas, que dejen de tirarte, brr, que a ti nadie va a tocar.
Dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía.
Que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía. Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo. A tu bobo con la for y lo espanto. Muchas me quieren desde que yo canto, pero yo soy tuyo nada más. Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo. A tu bobo con la for y lo espanto. Muchas me quieren desde que yo canto, pero yo soy tuyo. Dile que tú eres mía desde la high. El yerno favorito de tu mic. El caco que tenía todas las Jordan y las Nike. Dile a tu bobo que dejen de darte like. Quiero esta noche entera pa' recordar los tiempos en la escalera. Dile que yo no soy cualquiera. Yo soy tu primero, tú eres mi primera. Porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no te dejas llevar de cualquiera.
Featuring Drake with Mia, Mia.
The song is so good.
Yo, Bad Bunny makes a song with somebody every week. It's like, damn. Okay, Will Smith, Mark Anthony. Next week, Drake. This week is J-Lo.
You know,
like,
the only thing I'm salty about him and Los Dells is that in each of these music videos or any photo that I see of his on Instagram, he's wearing these ridiculous on, like, top, like, just gray outfits. And at Los Dells, he was wearing an oversized hoodie.
Well, girl, it was Wisconsin raining and it cold. He's from Vega Baja. He's
excuse
a Vega Bajeño.
You can be bougie.
Almirante
you can be bougie Sur. And wear layers.
That feels like my little cousin, you know? Like, everyone from Almirante Sur is, like, the, connected if you're from Vega Baja.
You can
Baja.
Still wear something better than a white hoodie. That's all I have to say.
Hey, I
Bad
manage.
Bunny, we still love you.
It could have been worse. It could have been like Bad Bunny said, fuck Wisconsin.
I know.
And the rain.
Which we thought might happen.
But
it didn't.
Was like, I love y'all. And look at all these Latinos in the rain, in the mud.
I'll just wear my hoodie.
That's how much fun Estefania we had at Los Dells. Like, just a blast. Definitely.
All right, Mujer. And so on that note, with all the work that you're doing, with what each of us has to face in different ways, like, how do you take care of yourself? Like, what music are you listening to right now? I mean, what do you do for self-care?
Dang. I feel like it changes with the moons.
Oh, of course.
It's so different every day. I do try to have a routine, especially, like, I call it morning rituals, where, mm-hmm. like, at least my morning is the same no matter what.
Yeah.
Always a nice shower, and, like, a little bit of stretching. I don't want to say yoga because I do my own thing, but some stretching in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then lately I've been into making smoothies.
Mm.
And yeah, I feel like sometimes that's all I need. Like at the beginning of this year, I started this new diet or lifestyle change, as I call it. I'm a flexitarian, mm-hmm. so I gave up meat for 6 days out of the week, and now I just focus on eating, like, not eating meat most of the time. I think that just forced me to kind of, like, think outside of my own body and, like, reflect on, like, how I'm nourishing my body.
Mm-hmm.
So little things like that matter. Little things like that count. I also like to meditate and reflect. Currently looking for, like, an artistic way to let out some of this steam.
Mm-hmm.
That is not just perreando every Friday night.
Although that's part of it. That is affirmed in this space. We just need you to know whatever you need to do, girl.
Right?
Hey, sweat it out.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to sweat out, perrea, perrea.
Con ganas.
Tra, tra.
That was so good.
Straight up. Yeah, so, I mean, dancing, music, arts. Where are some of your favorite, like, local spots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nationally, we tuning in and be thinking, there's Latinos in Minnesota.
Yeah, we hear y'all.
Let's see. Well, currently, it's going to sound hype for those of you in Minnesota. La Doña Cerveceria just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty dope place. I love how they're able to combine, like, culture with good beer and also have a space for music.
Mm.
Like,
a space for us.
Right. It's so important. And I think every Saturday or something, they open it up for, like, bachata, salsa, tropical. But they also play, like, Malamaña.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the other ones? There's a lot
and
of
I'm
local.
Having a release party there November 16th.
Shameless plug.
It's in Sasa, produced by Jay Harp. We'll talk about that later. At the
also, I'm hosting it, y'all.
She's hosting it. We got Lady Midnight there.
It's nice.
Dua. New Black City, Destiny Roberts.
It's going to be a great night.
DJ Sophia Aris, all women of color.
It'll be so great.
Ooh, where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at www.iammariaisa.com. Just tweet at us and maybe we'll let you in.
Look at that.
But you got to tune in to Latina Theory. Hashtag. But yeah, La Doña.
La
Doña. Do you have a beer, specific beer there that you like to drink?
Oh, which one was it? I think La Reina.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, like, the main one.
Right.
It's, like, based off of his abuela, the owner.
What?
I want to say Sergio. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a history.
I'm out of the loop. This is Ariana, y'all. Stefania and Maria Isa are on it.
Minneapolis. I'm from St. Paul. I've been up there.
I'll take that loss.
But
I'll take that loss.
You know,
oh, hey. I love that it's on the north side. That's
dope.
Yeah,
it's on the north side, so I'm happy. Saturday nights is cracking over there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hear.
All the salseros are out there. Shout out to Giselle Mejia, the Latina Theory favorite. She's always getting her salsa on Saturday nights. And
that's awesome.
And Esteban Esparza, you know, shout out to Esteban, salsa police in the house. But those are the only police I really like the salsa.
Oh, my God. All right.
On another note,
this is real talk. What are your favorite hot sauces?
Oh, shit. Mm. Yes.
There's, I feel like we've never asked that.
There's a different sauce for a different need, I feel like.
Damn, that was like
a true Mexican.
That's
like I'm so proud of you.
That's
right,
like a lover. Hot sauce and lovers.
It's like different dildo for different nights.
Hey!
That's so true.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
See?
Alright. So, yeah. But sriracha is pretty up there in my list. I know it's not Mexican, but it's just, it's multi-purpose. It's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. This is a multicultural, you know, spice hot sauce
mm-hmm.
topic.
Mm-hmm.
You just made me want to, like, get into whatever you're saying, but I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can put a sriracha on, like, a taco.
Got
like,
it.
That's not illegal, okay? That's multicultural.
That's true.
You know, like, I be putting my pica and it's Boricua style, like, on a tamale, and people be looking at me like, girl, what are you doing? That ain't that hot. I'm like, well, it's hot enough for me.
Oh, yeah,
so it is kind of like dildos.
I really love that conversation about hot sauce also involves dildos. Makes me really happy. At Latina Theory, all of that is possible.
All that and more.
Exactly.
That and more. Y más. Tell us a little bit about maybe one of your favorite songs that we can rock out here, get our listeners? What hypes you, you know, with all your work that you're doing? Shout out to those who have been with Unidos since Navegate, you know?
Exactly.
Navegate. What's something maybe that you guys blast in the office to, like, get it cracking?
Dang, I feel like a good cumbia, we just don't have, like, we have not agreed on a, like, our cumbia go-to, which is crazy to me. But a lot of our team listens to cumbia. Personally, though, I also appreciate esta canción de Bailar by Ivy Queen.
¿Sí? Yeah.
Quiero,
yes.
Quiero bailar.
Es boricua.
Yes.
La cuevayota.
Yes.
Girl, come on, man.
I love
Ivy
it.
Queen,
I love
Sunia,
it. Her so nails. Like, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, oh, Cardi, you think you have nails?
Mm.
You don't know Ivy Queen.
Dude, I got to, like...
You don't know.
You know, when you get to bless the mic before Ivy Queen, like, back in late 2008, 2007. Might have been earlier than that. I don't know. Brain fade. But Ivy Queen's, like...
I'm so glad that you brought her up, because now we're going to feature her on our podcast. I don't think if we've ever played her
music. I don't think that.
And that makes me a little embarrassed.
That's
I'm not going to lie.
Fucked up, actually. I'm sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Listeners. We're making up for it thanks to Estefania.
Hey.
Ivy Queen is coming your way.
So with that note, let's get into some Ivy Queen. Porque tú quieres bailar.
Tú quiero gozar.
Yeah. So there you got it from Estefania herself. When you're stressed, whether it's dealing with politics, status,
right,
the issues and the injustices in this country, mm-hmm, and around the world, put some time for some perea in your life. With that, let's go to La Caballota, Ivy.
Señoras y señores.
Yes.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome.
Al party. Yeah. Agarren a su pareja
con la cintura
y prepárense.
Sí.
Porque lo que viene no está fácil.
No está fácil, ¿no?
Ya. Hey.
Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rozar. Yo te digo sí, tú me puedes provocar. Hey. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Lo que yo quiero es besar, yeah. Papi, tú lo juro, te me acercas y late mi corazón. Si lo que quieres es pegarte, yo no tengo problema en acercarme y bailarte este reggaetón. Que los dos tengamos que sudar,
que sudar.
Que bailemos al ritmo del
demos el tra.
Que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar.
Pero pa' la cama digo mira na na na. Porque yo soy la que mando, soy la que decide cuando vamos al mambo. Y tú lo sabes, el ritmo me está llevando. Mientras más te pega, más te voy azotando. Y eso está bien. A mí no me importa lo que muchos digan, si muevo mi cintura de abajo para arriba. Si soy de barrio o tal vez soy una chica fina. Si en la discoteca te me pegas, si te animas, sabes que los dos tengamos que sudar,
a sudar.
Que bailemos al ritmo del tra,
tra.
Que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar.
Pero pa' la cama digo mira na na na. Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la
le
cama
quiero explicar. Voy. Si en la discoteca no vamos a alborotar, si los dos solitos no vamos a acariciar, es porque yo quiero y no me puedes aguantar. No te creas que me voy a acostar, no es así. Me lo reggaetón, pero no soy chica fácil. Si quieres ganarte mis besos y mi body, no es de esa forma, papi, cógelo easy, easy, cógelo, baby.
Mujeres, es pa' la disco a bailar.
Ven,
demuéstrale a tu man que es la que hay. Sudar,
a sudar,
que bailemos al ritmo del tra,
tra,
que me haga fuerte suspirar,
suspirar,
pero pa' la cama digo mira na na na. Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar. Eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Well, we're getting into the last segment for our show today with special guest Estefania. I want to talk about current events happening.
Yeah.
And we're going to highlight actually a current event that you're showcasing your leadership skills again in.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening October 26th.
Right. So I want to invite y'all, chulas, chingonas, chingones, to Dia de Muertos Cumbia Sasso. So this is an event thrown together by Unidos Minnesota, all our political arm. And basically, you know, we thought to ourselves, like, the elections are coming up. Dia de Muertos coming up. Why don't we, like, put something together that's going to get people excited to vote? A lot of times it's like, it's not that Latinos don't vote. It's like, ¿dónde están las ganas? ¿Dónde está el sazón? So this event is kind of meant to be that, you know, like a combination of cultura, música, and also political. You know, we're going to be having information about how to register the day of the elections. We're going to be pledging people to vote as well. And so, yeah, this is a fun event, all ages, 16 years plus to attend. We're not going to be selling alcohol, but, you know, this event goes from 4 to 9, so hopefully it's a nice little pre-hype before your weekend hype. And it's all going down Friday, October 26th at El Colegio High School on 4137 Bloomington Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, yeah, what else can I say? Well, yeah, we're going to have DJs Queen Dween and Christian Baca, up-and-coming
Latinx. Oh, they're
Latinx,
awesome.
Right? Up-and-coming Latinx DJs. And also, most importantly, free tacos for people who register.
What? Wait, hold up.
Yes. Yes.
Why didn't you start with that?
I mean, you That's know, what? I was building up.
She was building. She was building.
Yeah, she was.
But wait, let's do it again. So, there's going to be...
Ta-da! Free tacos! Yeah. But you have to register with us because we want to make sure we have enough tacos for everybody.
You heard that. So how can people register?
Exactly. Yes. Please go to our Facebook page, Unidos MN, and you'll see one of our events coming up is Dia de Muertos Cumbia Sasso. Click on that. And on the event page, there's a link where it says get your ticket. So click on that. And yeah, fill it out and you're good to go. I should also mention, though, that because it's Dia de Muertos, we're also gonna have a Catrín makeup contest.
Nice.
With a grand prize of $100.
Que.
That's amazing. And free tacos?
Yes, we're trading all people, you know?
That's amazing. Estefania, I'm so glad that you were here with us tonight.
Me too.
You were fantastic. And you know what I love about everything you were saying? I feel like there's this misconception as if Latinos don't vote for because we just don't care. And every time I heard you speak up about why you were doing this work, why it was important to you, I thought about so many people in my familia and so many other organizers. And I was like, it's because no one's talking to us, actually. Like, these things are not, we're not being invited to the table. And so to see people like you ensuring that we are, is so important. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in. If you want to get more information about this year's elections, if you want some more information about what we played on Latina Theory, hit us up at Twitter at Latina Theory. Also, hashtag Sinvergüenzas. Like our Facebook page.
We love y'all.
We love y'all. Hasta la próxima, which will be prontito. We've got some really cool special stuff coming up in the next week as well. So tune in, stay locked in here. We promise we'll be back sooner than usual. And with that, we're going to end this show with a song by Ana Tiju. Song is?
Luchín.
Thank you. You're tuned into The
Latina Theory.
Como un volante en Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.